of just hydrocarbon. And I changed the oil and put in one liquid ring, and 200 miles later, the engine was only putting out about half that amount of hydrocarbon.
For more information on liquid ring or to place your order, call 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245. Liquid Ring is now available through the American Freedom Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and this morning we're going to be talking with Sam Antonio, not San Antonio, but Sam Antonio, about illegal immigration, about what's happening to America, how really what happened in Europe with the European Union is a prototype of what's going on today, about the master plan for the FTAA, the Free Trade Zone area of the Western Hemisphere. They know exactly what they're doing. They're following a master plan because there are people who really don't believe in national sovereignty. They believe in the destruction of nationhood, merging all nations together into a one-world government. But first, the plan was to unite Europe, to unite the Western Hemisphere, and right now, of course, we're consolidating the northern part of that. We're building a North American community of Mexico, United States and Canada, and then eventually to spread that into the Central Americas and then into all the Americas. And step by step, this is taking place. Even Hugo Chavez is playing his part, uniting all of South America against the wicked gringo in the north. Now, the South American countries would never, under ordinary circumstances, give up their national sovereignty. But rallying behind Hugo Chavez, why they're willing to do that to keep America from dominating them. But remember, Hugo Chavez is a close friend of Fidel Castro, who is a close friend of David Rockefeller's daughter. And if you doubt that, you need to get, of course, David Rockefeller's book, Memoirs, which we carry. And although it has a lot of glowing terms to tell you how wonderful the Rockefellers are, it has just a few little glimpses into what this is really all about. The fact that they have no loyalty to America. Their loyalty is to establishing an authoritarian system within, ruled by an oligarchy, a refused return to feudalism under the control of the ruling elite. So everybody's playing their part. Most people have no idea what's going on. They use Marxism and communism to mobilize the illegal immigrants here in America, but you don't want to hear me talk. You've heard me talk many times. You want to hear Sam Antonio. Sam, so good to have you with us today.
It's so good to be on your program this morning. Thank you very much.
Let's talk a little bit maybe about, because I know certainly you have been to meetings of La Raza. Why don't you tell us about that meeting of La Raza that you attended?
It was amazing, Dr. Monteith, and I only wish the American public could be present in large to see that conference. Not because of the radicalism there. You didn't see it there because they were on their best behavior, because the media was there and people like myself were there to report on it. But the fact that just to see the amount of corporate sponsors and the pandering from both political parties, Republican and Democrat, given to this organization, Dr. Monteith, and they gave the illusion that they are a mainstream civil rights organization, but they are anything like that. Now, the National Council of Raza, they have been very vocal in their support for driver's license for illegal aliens, amnesty, opposition to any increased border security, opposition to the Border Patrol in general. But what was very interesting at this conference a couple of weeks ago in Los Angeles, Dr. Monteith, was you saw these big political pundits come out and address this conference, from Karl Rove, from Los Angeles Mayor Antonio Villagrosso, Senator Sam Brownback from Kansas. Also, you see the big wigs from corporate America, Robert Iger from the Walt Disney Company. You saw representatives from UPS, Lowe's, some Ford Motor Company, General Motors. This support behind an organization called La Raza, which translated from Spanish into English means the race. And this is where we're supposed to be coming together as a community, as a country, coming together as one. You know, here they are, an organization called The Race, trying to divide people along race. And this organization, La Raza, is well-funded, not just from corporate America, but also from tax-exempt foundations in our own federal government. And it is amazing, when I was at this conference, the amount of support that they got from the corporate America, from other sources. When I was there, just to go around to the different forums and in conjunction held with this La Raza conference with La Latin Expo, not only did you see corporate America there, you also saw segments of the federal government, like the U.S. Army, the Navy, and of all things, Central Intelligence Agency and the National Security Agency have a huge presence at this conference here. And again, the underpinnings of La Raza, they are a very radical organization bent on destroying this nation by balkanizing it and dividing this country along race and along division. And it's amazing when you have someone like the White House Chief Political Strategist Karl Rove go in there and pander to them, talk about guest worker programs. And of course, the buzzword always in the White House administration, they always talk about quote unquote comprehensive immigration reform, which is another buzzword for amnesty. And there was no opposition to his talk there the whole time that Mr. Rope spoke for about 18 minutes, because they were pretty much in agreement where he stood and where the White House stood in regards to immigration. And so the American public has to understand groups like La Raza are there, they're well-funded, and they are one of the groups that was leading the charge for these protests in the streets that you saw earlier in the year. These people, huge mobilization of 500,000 people in Los Angeles, 250,000 in Phoenix, Arizona. It was incredible. And you can see why they were mobilized out there, because they were funded through well-funded groups like La Raza and other groups.
And, of course, basically, weren't the communists there, weren't they instrumental in these massive immigration or pro-illegal immigrant demonstrations we saw on May 1st, the communist holiday?
Oh, definitely. And one thing I'd like to bring up in regards to La Raza is there was a recent article by Representative Charles Norwood from Georgia, and he mentioned in this article that the National Council of La Raza was granted $15.2 million last year. And some of those amounts were toward get out of the votes, supporting La Raza's political positions.
Well, this was money from the United States government.
And this is money from the United States government funding groups like La Raza.
Funding a racist group, which was actually, I think for our listeners, they have to understand, this was organized back in 1968 by the Ford Foundation, with tax-exempt money aimed at destroying America and national sovereignty. We'll be right back.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado. Insulin, Our Silent Killer, is a new book written by scientist Thomas Smith. In this self-help manual for diabetes and other blood sugar handling problems, you will learn the true cause of this disease and, more importantly, what you can do about it. Insulin, Our Silent Killer is available from the American Freedom Network for only $25 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245. It's extensively referenced with helpful tables to learn what foods are good and which ones are not. This is a must-read for everyone. In all criminal prosecutions, the accused shall enjoy the right to a speedy and public trial by an impartial jury of the state and district wherein the crime shall have been committed, which district shall have been previously ascertained by law, and to be informed of the nature and cause of the accusation, to be confronted with the witnesses against him, to have compulsory process for obtaining witnesses in his favor, and to have the assistance of counsel for his defense. Article 6 of the Bill of Rights.
Pure drinking water is essential to a healthy life, and everyone using the British Birkfield and Berkey series of water filters will benefit by adding the PF4 reduction elements to their system. The PF4 works to help absorb MTBE, fluoride, lead, and arsenic, as well as DBCPs, THMs, and various pesticides and herbicides, and heavy metal ions. A set of four PF4 filters are available for only $85 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning is Sam Antonio, Sam is, of course, the spokesman for the John Birch Society on issues such as immigration. And Sam was talking about having attended a meeting of the racist organization, La Raza. And it is a racist organization. It's funded by your government. Its purpose is to support illegal immigration, which doesn't make sense. Why would our government be supporting people who are violating our laws? Simply because the people who control our government have a different agenda, a different worldview. And although they have sworn to uphold the Constitution, after all, what does an oath mean to a man who have a higher vision? For indeed, they dream a different dream. They worship a different God. Well, Sam, what about these demonstrations we saw on May 1st, the communist a day of celebration, demonstrations all across America? About a half a million people there in Los Angeles? Who actually organized this whole thing? Because any thought that this was just a spontaneous demonstration where Jose calls Manuel and says, Manuel, we're going to have a demonstration on May Day. You take the day off and you come on down. Is that how they got all those half a million people out there marching peacefully on May 1st?
Dr. Monteith, I've been involved in politics and groups like the John Birch Society, where I've organized speeches, meetings. It requires a lot of time, money, and a lot of sweat put these things together. Now, anyone that's ever organized a PTA meeting or church event, it requires a lot of work. So to spontaneously have a half million people show up in downtown LA, or to have 50 or 60,000 people show up here in my hometown of San Diego and protest, it was a lot of money behind it and a lot of professional workers behind it. Now, in our magazine that we publish in the John Birch Society, The New American, we've exposed the organizers and the money behind this. One of the things that we talked about was the Workers' World Party was so instrumental in organizing these protests, and the people who were involved in Workers' World Party, there is another coalition called the Answer Coalition, which a lot of workers from the Workers' World Party dominate, and Answer Coalition stands for Act Now to Stop War and End Racism. And again, a lot of ties to the Communist Party. They were very proficient and very vocal and very visible at a lot of these demonstrations from around the country. And they were the ones that organized. Again, to have people out there in the streets, it requires massive organization, massive money to get these people together. And the Answer Coalition was very, very important. It was a hinge to have these demonstrations out in the streets. And they were done for, namely, a lot of reasons, Dr. Monteith, but the biggest one was obviously trying to ramrod the immigration issue down the throats of the American public. Number two was to create chaos on the street. And number three is really to divide America, you know, not have it unified more, but divide it, especially amongst racial lines here. And that's a tactic the Communist Party, as you're probably aware of and your listeners are, for many, many decades, they've been doing this very well. And it's a technique they had refined and honed for many years. and now they're using it again on these street demonstrations from L.A. to Phoenix to over in the East Coast. So, no, these are not spontaneous demonstrations in the streets here. You know, these are highly paid activists, a highly structured organization that's doing this in the street to really create chaos and fear and doubt in the minds of the American public.
As someone once said, you may be disturbed by seeing the, half a million people demonstrating peacefully in Los Angeles, but wait till the jobs give out, and then you see them demonstrating violently on the streets of Los Angeles and doing exactly what the Muslims were doing over in Paris here a few months ago, just burning everything in sight. People don't understand that the Mexican immigrants coming into America are simply tools, other pawns in this vicious game. They've been encouraged to come. They are being encouraged actively, not only by their own government, but by our own government, which wants to do away with this concept of borders. As actually, once you get across that border, you're home free. You're in the land of milk and honey. The government knows where they are. If they're working with a false Social Security card, they know exactly where they are. They just refuse to do anything about it. Why? Because they have a different agenda. And it is so hard for the average individual to believe that there is a bureaucracy within our government that wants to unite the United States with Mexico and raise our living standards to that of the Mexican peasant. Well, you know, Sam, as you talk about these things and certainly about the communist influence, let's just talk a little bit about communism. We're told the American Communist Party is gone. There is no communism in the world. Isn't it wonderful? We won the Cold War. Is that really true?
No, it is far from true. And the American public has been reminded here the last couple of weeks of the communist dictator in North Korea, who's been basically going out there and trying to, again, scare the United States with these missiles and this new technology that he has to threaten the United States. So we're reminded of that. We're reminded again of Castro, 90 miles off our coast. And, of course, who can forget the millions of Americans that shop at Walmart every day? They deal with communist China. They're one of the biggest suppliers. In fact, one of the biggest Walmarts is right there in communist China. And that is the correct term for it, is communist China. As much as they want to be progressive and try to change their image, they are still a very suppressive society there. And so it is very strong. And again, these demonstrations in the streets that they've done, Dr. Monteith, is to remind people that, you know, these radicals are bringing their fight right to our doorsteps. And programs like yourself and groups like the John Birch Society have to remind the American public that it is the Communist Party behind this, and they are alive and well and still well-funded, of course, by some of the elites in Wall Street and the tax-exempt foundations. That these groups are still alive, and remember, the Communist Party never died out. They may have died out in some of the foreign countries, Dr. Monteith, but they're still alive and well, as we're so well reminded at our American universities, and our professors who still spout this communist ideology. And so, no, they are alive and well and gaining more strength here in America.
And I think your point is so well made, and I want to repeat it. They are funded by the elite on Wall Street and by our great tax-exempt foundations. The Ford Foundation, the Rockefeller Foundation, the Carnegie Foundation have been funding communism for the better part of a century. And you can go back and you can read the book that was written back in 1958. It was called Foundations, Their Power and Influence, talking about the Congressional Committee investigation, the Reese Committee investigation carried out in 53 and 54 about what the Rockefeller Foundation and the Ford Foundation and the Carnegie Foundation were doing over a half a century ago. And what did they find? Why they were funding communism and socialism then as they are doing it today. And the average American really believes all this money is coming in from Russia. And, of course, that is part of the deception. I mean, the threat of communism never came from Russia, never came from communist China. It came from Wall Street. And until people understand that this is an elitist concept, in Russia you don't have a division of wealth, you have a ruling elite, exactly as the people here in the United States have, and they want to continue, but they want to expand it all throughout the world. But the first thing is to destroy American sovereignty and merge this with Mexico. Sam, would you like to talk about this plan for SSP, the Security and Prosperity Partnership, and then the NAFTA highway? These things are so important. And then this plan for building a North American community that came out of George Bush's meeting in March of last year.
Oh, yes. Well, to give you a little background, last year, President George Bush, Vicente Fox, and Prime Minister Marchand of Canada got together in a summit in Waco, Texas, to propose a new document called the Security and Prosperity Partnership of North America, or to shorten it, called the SPP. And that sounds very nice, Dr. Monteith. You know, who wouldn't be against security and prosperity? But to put in a nutshell, what this document was that was put together last year in Waco, Texas, was to forge a greater integration amongst the three countries here in North America in regards to trading, economic prosperity, but more importantly for security, because the overriding concern, especially what President Bush was trying to push forth to the American public, was that our security does not stop at our own borders anymore. We must expand those borders, security borders, over into Canada and Mexico. And by working together as three countries, we can be stronger rather than one. Now, just this past March, during the spring break, President Bush, Vicente Fox, and the new elected Prime Minister of Canada, Stephen Harper, met down in Cancun, Mexico, to again to further update and to strengthen the SPP. And the basic gist of all this and of the SPP is that they're trying to create a North American community. And what they did, if you're, many of your listeners may be familiar with, and most of the general public will now, over 10 years ago, was pushed forth by the president's father, President Bush the First. That was the North American Free Trade Agreement, where he fostered economic integration among Canada, Mexico, and the United States. The SPP will further add on to that to basically have political integration. Because you can't have economic freedom without political freedom. And on the flip side of that, too, you cannot have total economic control without political control. So you want to kind of bind those two areas together to have complete domination. And this is what the SPP is doing now. It is creating a United States of North America is what they're doing. And President Bush has done a real good job, and I'll give him credit for this, to really bring up that issue since 9/11. Security and preventing terrorism has been his, basically his forte, to scare the American public and giving up their God-given freedoms. And this security and prosperity partnership is very dangerous, and we need to wake up the American public to understand that this has nothing to do with prosperity and nothing to do with security, but everything to do with losing our sovereignty and losing our nationhood. And we have a perfect model which to look at, and that's basically the European Union. And you can see how they progressed within the last 50 years from being sovereign nations to now being nations with no sovereignty, even no local currency. It's all been taken away with the euro that was introduced in 2002. So this is very dangerous here. What the president is doing is trying to create a North American community, or the United States of North America. And American public has to realize that we are going to lose our freedoms and our sovereignty that we know of right now if this is not put a stop to it.
And certainly we have the prototype for this in the European Union, where the people of Europe were lied to by their leaders. And in a concerted effort by the leaders, they said, look, this is just a trade pact. I mean, certainly increased trade will mean more jobs, more prosperity, a higher living standard for all you people here in Europe. All you have to do is go into this trade pact, but we're never going to do away with sovereignty or nationhood. I mean, you're always going to have the same form of government that you have. And, of course, they were lying. They knew they were lying. And it stepped by step by step, to the point where today they have a common currency, they no longer have representative government, they have a European Parliament, and I've talked to people, Ashley Mote, who's a member of that European Parliament, who says, we're simply here as figureheads. I mean, well, when we're going to have a discussion, you're never allowed to speak for more than 3 minutes. You can't accomplish anything, and even if we vote on something, it doesn't matter. Everything is run by a bureaucracy, and that's just like it is here in America. Congress voted laws back in 86 on controlling immigration and made it illegal to hire illegal immigrants and strengthen the border, and they had the programs for guest workers. None of them were ever implemented because the people who really control the government simply make mockery out of representative government. They totally ignore the bills passed by Congress because they have their own agenda, New World Order, a New World Religion. We'll be right back with Sam Antonio, and welcome your call at the American Freedom Center.
Something new. We have the finest in gun safes and new and used guns and reloading supplies. Now we have a new state-of-the-art gun range. Yes, for pistols and rifles. A beautiful, well-lit 25-yard range with automatic retrieval. With a state-of-the-art ventilation systems. Yes, you can try it before you buy it. We have gun rentals and instructors can be arranged. That's the new Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply and Gun Range. 970-221-5133. 1/4 mile west of I-25 on Mulberry. Private instructors welcome.
16 of 16 terminally ill cancer patients fully recovered during a 1934 study sponsored by Dr. Milbank Johnson and the University of Southern California using Dr. Royal Rife's frequency generator. Rife invented the world's most powerful optical microscope capable of seeing a living virus. With it, he isolated bacteria and viruses that cause many diseases, such as asthma, allergies, arthritis, bronchitis, colitis, diabetes, Epstein-Barr, fibromyalgia, herpes, lupus, migraines, shingles, staph, strep, psoriasis, and more. Rife then found the frequencies that would destroy many viruses and bacteria. Doctors used Rife's instrument in the 1930s, 40s, and 50s and reported very high success rates. To receive the historic one-hour documentary about Dr. Royal Raymond Rife's lifelong quest to eliminate disease, call 1-888-486-4420. Call now for the free video and brochure about Rife's amazing discoveries. Call 1-888-486-4420 now.
They fight for freedom and justice, battling the most notorious evil villains the world has ever known.
My baby! Save him!
From far-off galaxies to the depths of the Earth, they face unspeakable foes that no one else dare. Banded together under one name, Batman, Robin, Wonder Woman, The Flash, and Green Lantern are the Justice League to help launch the 45th anniversary celebration of Six Flags, the biggest and best year that Six Flags has ever had. Don't miss the Island Kingdom Water Park with more than 11 great wet and wild rides and attractions, the new Daily Bugs Bunny Parade Spectacular, the all-new Carnival de Fuego Fireworks Show, and the amazing Acrobats of China. With all these amazing shows and rides, a trip to Six Flags Elitch Gardens is the most out of this universe fun your family can get in one non-stop action-packed day. Plus, meet and thank all of your favorite members of the Justice League for ridding the world of evildoers.
Curse you, Justice League!
Get your discount tickets at SixFlags.com. Six Flags, Elitch Gardens. More than a theme park, it's an experience.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennis Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning is Sam Antonio. Sam, would you like to get your website out any information you have? And then, of course, if you're out there in the listening audience, our telephone number is 970-689-8255. But, Sam, how can people get some of the great information that's available in the New American magazine?
Oh, yes. Thank you, Dr. Monteith. I would urge all concerned Americans to please visit our website. We're at the World Wide Web at jvf.org, jvf.org. And you can find from there all our different links to our other websites and find information about the STP and all the other trade agreements. And what I'll be talking about here shortly is the FTA, or the Free Trade Area of the Americas. And we do have a website that we created a couple of years ago to make the American public aware of that. And that's stopthefta.org. Stopthefta.org. So they can find that information, what we're talking about right now. So if they can go into those websites, especially our main website, jbs.org, they can get this information and they can become educated on the things that we're discussing here this morning.
All right, fine. And there's excellent, very excellent articles on immigration are there on the New American website, and I recommend them to you. Read them through and understand that there is a planned, coordinated effort to destroy America. And it is led by some of our key politicians. And certainly, what do you think about this legislation that the president is pushing, where he says, I'm not in favor of amnesty. I just want to let the illegal immigrants stay here and become citizens. Sure sounds like amnesty to me. I'm not very smart because I don't understand what he's saying.
Well, the whole issue about immigration here is about a larger picture with the president and the Wall Street elites and the political elites in D.C. are trying to establish, and that is basically a North American community, or basically what was proposed over 10 years ago by President Clinton, formally put down on paper, is what's known as the Free Trade Area of the Americas, or the FTAA. And what that is, what the FTAA, so the American public could understand, it is a trade agreement to basically encompass all of the Americas, that's North, South, and Central America, into one common trading zone. So we are talking about 34 countries. It's all the countries in the Western Hemisphere minus Cuba. So 34 countries and about 800 million people, which will make it the largest trading zone on the face of the earth. And just to give a little perspective to the listening audience, if you look at the European Union, that's comprised of about maybe 25 or more countries and about 425 million people. So you can see the FTAA here in the Western Hemisphere will dwarf that. And you can see why there's a big move on behalf of the President of the United States, the President of Mexico, the Prime Minister of Canada, and a lot of the corporate businesses in America to push forth to that, because when they can have this huge economic trading zone, one of the tenets of it, Dr. Monteith, is that to eliminate national borders and sovereignty, so there will be no more borders. And in fact, there will be no more illegal immigration, because now you're going to have migration. Because since we had no more borders, you're free to migrate within those, anywhere within those 34 countries. And if you can imagine, if you're someone living in Brazil, someone living in Central America, you know, where would you like to migrate to? Well, I would venture to say that a lot of people, if not millions, will probably be migrating unfettered to the United States. And so this is why companies like Walmart and huge corporations love this, because it's another source of cheap labor coming here to America, and another way for the political elites to destroy the middle class so they can get their agenda. Because the bigger agenda to this, Dr. Monteith, is really an establishment of global government. And you have been speaking about that for many, many years, and so have the John Birch Society. And when we would talk about that, people would scoff at us, or people couldn't believe it. And for them to, in order to get to that point, they can't do it in one fell swoop. They're going to do it in little steps there. One of the steps they're taking is the SPP, which is going to lead into a bigger agreement, which is the Free Trade Area of the Americas, the FTAA. Once they establish a regional government here in the Western Hemisphere, they have one already over the European Union. They're working on one in the Middle East, one in Asia. Once they can get the world basically organized into regional trade pacts, it's very easy for them to integrate into a world government and destroy our sovereignty, destroy our currency, and destroy our way of life as we know it. And that's the movement in which they're moving to right now. And this is the part that the American public has to understand, that immigration is a part of it, but it's a part of a whole bigger problem that we're both facing right now. That the American public needs to stand up and have their voice be heard in order for them to be stopped on this issue here.
And, you know, you can just see the effect of the controlled media. We used to talk about illegal immigration, and then we talked about immigration, and now we're talking about migration. Now, for the listener out there who would like to verify at least part of the story, why, you can go to their one of their websites, spp.gov.
Yes.
spp.gov. And you'll see there listed a whole flock of their various think tanks that they have now. They will not tell you who's on. It's a secret who's on all of these various government think tanks that's planning your future. And you can call the Commerce Department, because spp.gov is part of the Commerce Department. They won't tell you. It's all secret, because you're too stupid out there to understand the noble goals of the ruling elite as we move from freedom to feudalism, to a fascist society. But it's really a feudalistic system they want. They want a ruling elite. People like David Rockefeller, the leaders of the Council on Foreign Relations, will be the new feudal lord, but the question is, who is going to be the ultimate ruler? Well, be that as it may, the important thing is that the information is out there. SPP.gov will take you to one of the websites where they discuss the Security and Prosperity Partnership, the plan by which we're going to raise the living standards of the average American to that of the Mexican peasant. People can't believe there could be a coordinated effort to lower our living standards, but there is. They know exactly what they're doing. They know how to manipulate us. They know how to use the media, which they control, to create our reality, to form our ideas and our tastes, and ultimately to get us to manipulate us into going along. The one good thing that has happened is the fact that because there have been so many Americans who've been informed by people like Sam Antonio and our good friend Jerome Corsi and Phyllis Schlafly and others, that they've been having a hard time getting to President Bush's program for not for amnesty. He doesn't want amnesty. He just wants the people to stay here and become citizens. But he would never suggest amnesty, because he's against amnesty. He just wants people to be able to stay here and become citizens. And if you don't understand that, why, you obviously are not very smart. Anyway, they really got the legislation through the Senate, and it was incredible legislation. It was a disaster. It was going to bankrupt an already bankrupt country. But he couldn't get it through the House because of the good people of America calling and faxing and emailing their congressmen.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network. American Biotech Labs, a world leader in silver technology, introduces Silver Biotics, a patented silver supplement that's the ultimate immune system support. Doctor recommended and a natural alternative. Dr. Ken Friedman, a medical research writer and author of the book The New Silver Solution, states, Silver Biotics is 96.8% bioavailable and can safely be used every day to support a healthy immune system. To order your Silver Biotics, call 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245. Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. KHNC 1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245.
11 years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon, we were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I own tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice vice president for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest is Sam Antonio, and we're talking about the planned destruction of America. Well, Sam, certainly they did a pretty good job of effectively blocking the immigration. Bill, don't you think the American people, their efforts really is what has kept them from going ahead and implementing this terrible legislation that was passed by the Senate?
Yes, it has, and the American public has stood up and had their voice be known. You know, it was very interesting. The Bush administration had a time long, Dr. Monteith, to pass the free trade era of the Americas by as early as January 2005. Now, obviously, that didn't happen because a lot of people caught on, were educated, and stopped this. And now they're doing what's known as we've been talking about, the SPP, is a roundabout way to get back into it and to fool the American public. But I can tell you right now, because of programs like yourself, the internet, and 24-hour cable news networks, the American public are being educated and they're understanding the dangers that our nation is in right now, that they are standing up. And they're not falling for these buzzwords that the administration's putting out, comprehensive immigration reform, guest worker programs. These, they know, it's all about amnesty. It's all about illegal immigration, and the American public is very aware of that now. And, you know, they're looking for a voice. They're looking for some way to be involved, and hopefully, you know, with our program that we're doing here, the John Birch Society, that people can be involved, and we do have solutions to some of the problems that we see here in America. Because, you know, when you look at these problems, as you're well aware of, sometimes they could be daunting. You know, we're talking about rich men like the Rockefellers. We're talking about the huge corporate elites, the Wall Street insiders. But the American public, especially the working middle class, you know, we're far superior when it comes to our numbers. And the only reason why we haven't been stronger is that we need to be organized and we need to work in concerted action, not in 50 different areas, but in concerted action. But when we do that, that's when we're a threat to not only our own government here, which has been imposing these draconian rules and regulations on us, but to the insiders, Dr. Monteith. And that's why they've always used groups like La Raza. They use issues like immigration to divide and conquer us. They know that once we're unified, once we stand behind our constitution, our common culture, our language, you know, they can't stop us from bringing back our constitutional republic. It's only by dividing and conquering us can they get programs like the FTAA and the SPP through and amnesty bills through Congress. And that's why it's so important, like shows like yours, and hopefully people can come to our website at jbs.org to find out more of what we're trying to fight here, trying to fight this North American community here in America come to fruition. Because we can't have that. We can't have a socialist supranational state established right here in our home country.
Well, I think one of the most amazing things is these people of great wealth really push socialism and communism. And you sort of scratch your head. You say, why would people of great wealth want to push a system that would redistribute the wealth? And people don't understand. Communism doesn't redistribute the wealth of the wealthy and the powerful. Communism is an elitist concept where you have a ruling, authoritarian, ruthless elite, as they have in Russia, as they have in China, both of which, incidentally, are financed by our own government. I mean, after all, if you read the Wall Street Journal, you'll find that Goldman Sachs, as the banking concern, has invested countless billions of dollars in China, doing everything they can to build up the Chinese ruthless dictatorship. And, of course, the chairman of Goldman Sachs recently left his $40 million a year job with Goldman Sachs to take a job that only pays him $180,000 a year as Secretary of the Treasury. Why is a man who's done everything he could to build up communist China the Secretary of the Treasury of the United States, Mr. Paulson? Nobody ever asks these questions. People find it so difficult to believe that there is an elite in this country that wants the same sort of government they have in Russia and China, only they want to be the rulers here, and they're not going to redistribute their wealth. They're going to redistribute your wealth, and they're in the process of lowering the living standards of the average American. Would that be accurate, Sam?
That is very accurate. And what the American public has to understand is that the other side is very calculating, well-funded, and yet they move very, very slowly in small steps for the American public to digest socialism at every step of the way. You know, they're not going to just ram it down our throats here. They know that they're very smart, very calculated, just like they did the European Union, Dr. Monteith. It took over 50 years to get to where they were. I mean, the actual foundation of the economic, or the European Union actually started about 1951. So you can see they took their time in developing that. So we as Americans, we stand here now, we have a model which to look at to see how they're trying to integrate the North and here in North America, and that is basically the European Union. And you're right, it is the elite. The point that they're driving to is they want to get to global government where only the few benefit, and the rest of us here don't. And we really become slaves, political and economic slaves, to the power elites. And that's the point that they're driving, and just your summary there really hit it there. And if the American public can just understand that what they're doing here with this immigration issue here, which is a small area of what they're trying to do, is push forth the free trade area of the Americas to establish a regional government here in the Western Hemisphere to enslave us. If they understand the dire consequences of that, you know, the American public should be waking up and understanding that the dangers that they're in right now, that they're driving down the middle class, taking away our freedoms. And, you know, they're very scary, but there's still an opportunity to stop this and turn it around, because we definitely don't want to end up like the European Union. We definitely don't want to end up like that. We still love our freedom here. We still love our Constitution, and there are still good Americans, Americans listening today to your program, that can stop this. And we just need them educated, but also organized into an effort where we can have considered action. And, you know, that's why, again, I'm grateful for radio programs such as yourself. And I'm hoping, again, the American public can get to our website, jbs.org, to find out information about how what they can do to help stop these illegal trade compacts and the erosion of our sovereignty here in our nation.
All right, Sam. Well, I really appreciate so much your being with us. God bless you. Bye-bye. And talk to you later.
God bless you. Thank you.
American Biotech Labs, a world leader in silver technology, introduces Silver Biotics, a patented silver supplement that's the ultimate immune system support. Doctor recommended and a natural alternative. Dr. Ken Friedman, a medical research writer and author of the book The New Silver Solution, states, Silver Biotics is 96.8% bioavailable and can safely be used every day to support a healthy immune system. To order your Silver Biotics, call 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Buffalo Bill Cody, frontiersman, buffalo hunter, showman, not exactly a guy who was easily entertained. That's why he spent so much time in Denver. There was always something going on, just like today. From world-class sports, shopping, performing arts, museums, and restaurants, Denver has it all. Why go anywhere else? Invite your family to experience a Mile High Energy, too. Find visitor specials for the holidays, New Year's, and beyond at Denver.org. Sponsored by the Denver Metro Convention and Visitors Bureau and aired in cooperation with the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Pain, it can really affect your day. If you're looking for a natural way to help with your pain, Healthy Nature's NutriPain may be just for you. Whole dried herbs are specially blended to help ease your muscles or sore joints. A 60-capsule bottle is just $12.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 and ask for Healthy Nature's NutriPain.
Dr. Stan here, and I hope you enjoyed our program this morning. But behind everything going on are powerful spiritual forces. And those of you who didn't hear my interview earlier this with William Kennedy, Mr. Kennedy, we did an interview with him last night. I think we interviewed him last week. He goes into the background of the satanic movement here in America. There is a satanic movement. It is basically the modern-day manifestation of the ancient mystery religions, because that was the secret that has been passed down literally for thousands of years, that the real Lord is Satan himself. And he is the superior God. There are two gods. There's Satan, and then there's the inferior God who created the heaven and the earth, which is the God we worship. And people say that's crazy talk. Well, you may think it's crazy talk, but there are people of great wealth who are very, very wealthy and very powerful because they've given their life over to the dark side. Now, some of them know exactly what they've done. Others are simply controlled. As Colonel House controlled Woodrow Wilson, controlled FDR, and if you haven't gone into that, you need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. I write there about Colonel House. I spent weeks going to his papers back at Yale University. Here was a man who could actually control other people's minds. He could literally mesmerize them. Why? Because he was deeply involved in the occult, and he'd given this supernatural power. There is another dimension. People tap into that other dimension, and this is what is driving this battle we see on a political plane, but it is really a spiritual battle behind the scenes. Now, if you haven't gotten my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. You need to get the material, like perhaps the book we carry, The Diary of a Devil Hunter. The Diary of a Devil Hunter, a man who is trying to expose Satanism and blocked at every turn by your FBI, your government tax dollars at work, going around to police forces and saying there is no such thing as a satanic crime. This is all crazy talk. Well, the truth is, there is satanic crime. Whether it be the story of the Green Beret captain who has been in prison for 25 years for a crime he didn't commit, Dr. Jeffrey McDonald, sent to prison knowingly for murdering his wife and family, which he didn't do. The murder was carried out by a satanic cult, and everything he was sent to prison to cover for the satanic cult. Could such things go on in America? Of course. I mean, Manson was part of a satanic cult, the same cult that David Berkowitz, the son of Sam Keller, belonged to. There is so much information out here, and you need to help us get it out. So, certainly get our books like The Beautiful Side of Evil, which is written by Joanna Michelson, my four-tape set on the supernatural, the four-tape set on the Bohemian Grove, on Skull and Bones, and the material that we have in these organizations. You need to be able to transmit this information to others. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Our website, RadioLiberty.com. We hope many of you will want, of course, to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters. If you'd like to understand immigration control, the immigration problem, and the satanic forces behind it, you need a copy of my May newsletter. It's up on the web at RadioLiberty.com. We'll send you a free copy. You call us at 1-800-544-8927. Please pray for America. Pray for Radio Liberty. We're at the Vision of the Day.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com. The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Modern Bible scholars teach that the church will miraculously be kept from the tribulation in an event called the rapture. Yet the Bible is strangely quiet about such an event. The watchman's cry is a fascinating